In der heutigen Folge wollen wir ein kurzes Schlaglicht auf die Konferenz Viral Hepatitis and Beyond werfen, die vom 29. bis 31. Mai 2022 in Freiburg stattgefunden hat und vom SFB 179 veranstaltet wurde. Hierzu waren sowohl Forscher aus dem Sonderforschungsbereich als auch weitere international führende Wissenschaftler auf dem Gebiet der Virushepatitis und verwandten Forschungsdisziplinen eingeladen. Ziel dieser Konferenz war es also nicht nur, die aktuellen Erkenntnisse auf dem Gebiet der Virushepatitis zusammenzufassen, sondern auch etwas über den Tellerrand hinauszuschauen und Ideen zu entwickeln, mit welchen Methoden aus verwandten Forschungsdisziplinen die Erforschung der Virushepatitis vorangetrieben werden kann, aber auch, um zu untersuchen, welche Erkenntnisse aus der Virushepatitis-Forschung möglicherweise anderen Erkrankungen zugutekommen könnte. Im Folgenden habe ich ein paar der Sprecher befragt, warum ihre Forschung wichtig ist und was wir davon lernen können. Hören Sie also, zumeist auf Englisch, warum es wichtig ist, an Fledermäusen zu forschen, wie man mit Erkenntnissen aus der Virusforschung Krebserkrankungen zu besiegen hofft und welche Rolle der Geburtsvorgang bei der Übertragung von Viruserkrankungen haben kann.
All right, I have Professor John Shawkins here with me from Dallas University, studying host virus interactions. John, can you tell us a little bit about your research? What is it? Why is it so important to study virus host interactions?
Yeah, so thanks for the question. I think one of the things that we're fundamentally interested in is how our cells intrinsically know how to fight off viral infections. And so this is typically through the interferon response, which is a naturally occurring antiviral mechanism that we have. And so we like to think of this as really, this is nature's antiviral defense system. And so if we can uncover how nature naturally can control these infections, can we harness that information to possibly develop new antivirals that would treat diseases that commonly affect humans?
What are you taking home from this conference?
Yeah, so I had a little bit of a history of training in hepatitis world when I did some training with hepatitis C in Charlie Rice's lab. And since then, I've really gotten away from it. So it's been really nice to come back and then revisit a lot of these hepatotropic viruses from a new perspective. As my mind is always on how do these different cells control the viruses, I'm really thinking about how maybe we can go back and start to revisit how hepatocytes specifically are able to control in a cell intrinsic manner viruses like hepatitis A, hepatitis E, and Hep C. So it's been really a nice way to reinvigorate my history with these viruses.
Okay, so I have with me here Professor Niklas Bergström from Karolinska Institute in Stockholm. Niklas, you're studying vertical transmission of HCV. Can you tell us a little bit about why this is important?
So I guess in general it's important because roughly 1% of all pregnant women have chronic hepatitis C, and then there is a risk for transmission to their newborns. We also have a general interest in uterine immunology and sort of transmissions of other viruses, so this is sort of part of a larger effort. And to be honest, we actually know very little about what's going on with transmission of pathogens from mother to child.
Okay, thank you. And what do you think, what are you going to take home from this conference?
I mean, first of all, it's amazing to meet people again after, 2 years in sort of hibernation or starvation. So I think that's the biggest perk. And then the lineup of speakers here and the discussions have just been amazing.
Okay, so now I have with me Professor Alexander Ploss from Princeton in the United States, and he's working on the life cycle of different hepatitis viruses. Alex, can you tell us a little bit about why it's important to understand how the virus replicates?
Yeah, so there are a number of reasons. Obviously, first, we want to know how the biology works, but then there's also obviously an important component for drug development. If you have a better understanding or detailed understanding how these viruses propagate the genomes, you can potentially come up with better therapies to lead to a cure for these infections.
Thank you. And what are you taking home from this conference?
So after almost two and a half years of not traveling, it was really great to see everybody again. I'm really reinvigorated and very motivated to get back to work, seeing here a lot of great science. So
now I have with me Professor Alexandrov from the EMBL in Heidelberg and also from Copenhagen, I just learned. And he's working on single-cell metabolomics. So Theodore, tell us why this is important to understand metabolomics on a single cell level.
Yeah, thank you. So, what we're doing, we're trying to develop methods so that we can really pick every cell and from every cell learn what is going on metabolic programs, which metabolic programs change, and what is the metabolic state of the cell. Why is it important? So we know that one cell can really change the fate of the whole organism. It can be in disease, it can be in development. So that means, and we also know that metabolism is so important because it's not only underlying foundation for all processes, but also we now know that all these metabolites, they really serve as interactors, as factors, as metabolic cues and messengers between the cells. So that's why it's absolutely paramount to know what is going inside the cell, which metabolic state the cell has, and we're developing methods for this. And in parallel, there is a lot of interest in this emerging field of immune metabolism or metabolism of immune cells. And we're trying to contribute to this field by providing the methods.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And what are you taking home from this conference?
This was really cool. So for me personally, it was very, very interesting to see the interplay between immunology and virology, and in particular finding how viral infection, how it's actually interlinked with immune cells, and in particular remodeling of immune cells. And there were a few here stories highlighted how metabolism is actually associated with all this. So I'm already like going to read up on the stories and looking forward to definitely learn more about this myself.
Okay, so now I have with me Professor Martin Schwemmle here from the University of Freiburg from the virology department. You're working on bats. Why do you think it is important to work on bats?
Because we do not really understand virus replication and growth in these species, and it's important for human health to understand whether the next virus is coming from bats.
What are you taking home from this conference?
That not only molecular biology is important, also T cells apparently, and that this is a very complicated field.
So now I have with me Professor Enrico Lugli from Milano. Enrico, you're working on T cells and T cell exhaustion in cancer. Can you tell us a little bit about why it's important to do that?
Well, thanks for the question. We know that there's a lot of immune infiltration in tumors, but these cells don't work very well. So we call them also dysfunctional. So they can somehow counteract tumors, but not that much. And in fact, tumor progresses. So what people have discovered in the past is that there is receptors expressed on the surface, and these receptors are called inhibitory because they inhibit the immune response. And this is exploited now by drugs that can block these receptors and so reinvigorate the immune response and then mediate cancer regression. And that's very good because it works very well in some tumors, not in all of them, but yeah.
Thanks. And what are you taking home from this conference?
So after 2 years, I was exposed to immunology, innate immunity, adaptive immunity, which are different branches of immunology, virology, focused on the liver physiology. So I learned a lot, and I was able to discuss again about new stuff.
So I have John Wary here, professor of immunology from the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. So John, you're working on T-cell exhaustion. Can you tell us why this is important and in what diseases does that matter?
Yeah, sure. So we've been studying T-cell exhaustion for about 25 years, first found in mouse models of chronic infection. But very rapidly, one of the first places we saw this next in humans was hepatitis C infected humans, as well as HIV. Over the past 15 to 20 years, we now understand that T-cell exhaustion is central to a lot of chronic infections in humans and also cancer. And what cancer has taught us is we also can now revive or reinvigorate these cells, and that gives us some therapeutic efficacy. So one of the hopes is we can use that information now to treat not just cancer, but also chronic infections and other diseases.
Perfect. Thank you. So what are you taking home from the conference?
Yeah, well, I've said a couple times in the last 2 days that, coming to a virology, viral pathogenesis conference kind of keeps us honest. We have to understand host-pathogen interactions as a guide to why the immune system does what it does. So I've been fascinated by some of the things I've learned about hepatitis D virus, E virus, A virus, things that I don't usually pay attention to, but remind me of the many strategies that pathogens use to kind of poke around in the immune system, look for chinks in the armor, and really tell us how the immune system works.
Thank you. So I have here Thomas Decker from the University of Vienna, invited speaker here at our conference. Thomas, you're working on the YaXstat system. Can you tell our audience why this is important?
It is important because YaXstat systems are relevant for the activation of the immune system. That means if you have an infection or you have another insult of your organism, then the immune system must be activated, and that's what you need YaXstat systems for.
What are you taking home from the conference?
I'm taking home that there is a lot of new efforts in understanding viral infection that concerns the liver, that there is a lot of, I would say, a lot of new efforts to understand the immune system in regard to hepatitis, that is, to how it attempts to eliminate hepatitis viruses, and also how the viruses fight back, why it is so difficult to deal with hepatitis.
Super. Vielen, vielen Dank.
Cool. Nach über zwei Jahren haben sich viele Wissenschaftler und vor allem auch junge Wissenschaftler das erste Mal wieder treffen können, um sich über ihre Forschungsergebnisse auszutauschen. Für viele Doktoranden und Studenten war es sogar die erste Konferenz, die sie jemals abseits von ihren Rechnern verfolgen konnten. Hier also zum Abschluss noch ein paar Eindrücke von Teilnehmern der Konferenz auf die Frage, was sie von der Konferenz mit nach Hause nehmen werden.
Also was nimmst du von dieser Konferenz mit nach Hause?
Ich glaube, am tollsten war für mich, da ich auch in Freiburg studiert habe, alte Leute kennenlernen, die Leute vom Transregio wiedersehen, genau, zu sehen, wie die Projekte laufen, was die einzelnen Leute jetzt machen. Das finde ich eigentlich
super. Was nimmst du von der Konferenz mit nach Hause?
Es ist einfach mal toll, wieder die Leute in live zu sehen nach zwei Jahren Pandemie und diese wissenschaftliche Diskussion face-to-face, ein großes Vergnügen wie immer.
Was nimmst du von der Konferenz mit nach Hause?
Also ich nehme drei Dinge mit von der Konferenz. Zum einen die Wissenschaft, wie wichtig das Thema ist, und zum dritten, wie toll es wieder war, endlich mal wieder Leute in live zu treffen, nicht nur in 2D auf einem Computer.
Was habt ihr von der Konferenz mitgenommen?
Es war schön, mal wieder die Leute vom IETG zu sehen.
Ich fand es spannend zu sehen, auf wie vielen verschiedenen Ebenen virale Hepatitis und die Themen angegangen werden können.
Es gab sehr interessante Diskussionen und viele nette
Themen. Okay, so, was nimmst du von dieser Konferenz mit nach Hause?
Okay, ich würde das ein bisschen abstrahieren und ich würde sagen, ich nehme auf jeden Fall ganz, ganz viele Kontakte und dass man so bei so einer Konferenz oder dass diese Konferenz dafür da ist, diese Kontakte zu knüpfen und neue Kontakte zu knüpfen, alte Kontakte aufrechtzuerhalten und dann diese wissenschaftliche Gesellschaft durchleben.
Okay, what are you taking home from this meeting?
Well, actually, really finally meeting back people in real life and connecting with people also over the parties, sure.